G'day, thanks for your company again on Grey Matters. Ben Davis alongside Tracy Sylvester from Seasons Aged Care. Tracy, this week I want to unpack home care packages, exactly what they entail, how much they cost, what is involved.
So a home care package is a type of care that an older person can receive. Someone being eligible for a home care package means they've had an assessment from an aged care assessment team. So it is meant to be a more complex level of service than that which is provided through the other funding program that aged care services are funded through, which is called, here in Queensland, the Commonwealth Home Support Program. So there's four levels of home care package. Level one being a fairly entry-level type of service, so each package has a dollar value. And then right up to level four, which is really, back in the day when home care packages were introduced, that level four package was called nursing home at home. A level one package is about $7,000 or $8,000 a year.
Let's step through those levels. What do I see when we look at level one?
So a level one service is really an entry level. So that's for somebody who is needing services but isn't requiring perhaps complex services. So their needs are more around their social support needs. So they're probably getting some cleaning, some home maintenance or mowing the lawn or whatever. They may be getting some transport, so assistance to take them to a doctor's appointment. They may also be having some personal care or some meal preparation in that package. People who receive level one and moving into the level two packages are people who have sometimes got a resident carer, so they have somebody living with them who's looking after them. Or if they don't, they're reasonably independent. They've probably got a chronic health condition that means they can't do some of the things that they've always done.
What about level two? What's that look like?
It's worth a little bit more money, and so it's the next level up. So people on a level two package have probably added personal care into the mix and some other bits and pieces around.
Would that be full-time personal care?
No. So that's probably a level two package will get between 4 and 6 hours of care per week. And the consumer can really choose, within the dollar value of the package, the sorts of services that they want to receive.
As we always say, we love choices. Level three, obviously not the full-time care at home. What do we expect when we sign up for level three?
So somebody who's got a level three package, you would typically see somebody who's got a degree of frailty, either a physical frailty or they might have a dementia that is requiring some more intensive support. Somebody on a level three package is probably also having some nursing services with this in their package, maybe some allied health like physio or podiatry or something like that.
And that all happens at home?
It all happens at home.
Wow.
Some people use those funds to go to respite programs, so social programs. That might be because they've got a resident carer who needs a break. It might be because they themselves need to get out and about and socialise. So those funds can be used for all sorts of different things, but they are still effectively living in their own home, be that the house that they've lived in for the last 40 years, or they might be in a retirement village. So somebody on a home care package, regardless of their level of package, is expected to pay $10.32 a day towards the cost of the care. There also is also an income test on home care packages. It's based on income, not assets. So you could be living in a huge, big million-dollar house. That doesn't contribute to what you have to pay as an income-tested care fee in a home care package.
That's good.
It's not until you move into nursing homes that the family home does get considered in an assets test.
All right, but let's look at level four, which you described as a nursing home at home.
Yes, as I said, when that program was first introduced, it was called nursing home at home. The reality is it's not 24-hour a day, 7-day a week care. Level four packages are worth about $50,000 a year. People on a level four package can get anything between 15 to 18 hours of care per week. That's a ballpark figure.
Mm-hmm.
And the sorts of services that they get there are a lot more intensive than they get on any other sort of package. So they're the sort of people who need a lot of help with personal care. They probably need assistance with domestic assistance, helping them with a meal, and probably things like respite care and transport and things like that. So they're sort of people who, in some regards, would not be out of place in a nursing home.
When it comes to providers, what should we look for?
I think it's choice. So yep. I think it's actually finding a provider who is actually going to provide you with the services that you want, or if you're acting on behalf of a relative, the services that they want and the services that they need. So a lot of providers are quite concrete in the way that they provide their services. So you might say needs help to have a shower. You might have been showering every day in the evening for the last 50, 60 years. And a lot of providers will say, well, we can help you have a shower, but we can only do that in the mornings. And we can only do that between 8 and 12. So I hear a lot of older people saying to me, I sit around all morning in my pajamas waiting for someone to help me have a shower.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. So find out if your provider is willing to provide you the services that you want at the time of day that you want them. The other thing is that a lot of older people talk to me about they never have the same carer twice. You're inviting somebody into your home. I don't like having strangers in my home. Why would we think that it's okay for an older person to accept somebody different every week, every couple of days into their home?
This is such valuable advice and what to look for, because it can be a minefield and there's pitfalls. So it's just about opening your eyes. So thank you for doing that. Home care packages. Tracy, let's talk again soon on Grey Matters.